Evers is seeking a third term as a state school leader and is challenged by Whitnall Administrator Lowell Holtz. He says a teacher shortage arose out of the demonization of public employees resulting from the Act 10 public bargaining changes and will have long-time negative results in rural Wisconsin. He says at a recent teacher recruitment day at UW-Stevens Point, only 5 seniors came forward asking about teaching as a profession, when in past years it was more like 40.
And that concerns me from the Northwoods point of view. Dr. Goff from UW-Madison did a study looking at all the potential teachers and where they want to live and work and be solid members of the community. And less than 5% wanted to work in rural Wisconsin.
He says the notion of being able to support both a voucher school system and a public instructional system is not viable.
We're in a situation where both sectors are competing for limited resources. I think my bottom line is that we have to make sure that kids that are in our traditional public schools we have a constitutional responsibility around them, and we have to make sure that they are taken care of first. We also have to make sure we have a good accountability system in place so that both sectors are treated equally.
Evers says he supports a change in school start dates, allowing local schools to pick when they want to begin classes. He says he was pleased to see Governor Walker take a recommendation he made about funding programs for students with mental health problems, and he thinks there always will be bricks and mortar schools, even in the age of digital learning. Ken Krall, WXPR News.